the general manager of that Arizona Diamondbacks team. The Diamondbacks were up here last month. He is Dave Stewart, former Blue Jay, former Oakland A, 3-time World Series champ, and a World Series MVP to boot. Great to talk to you, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing well. Listen, people in Toronto always love hearing from you, and wouldn't you know it, the Diamondbacks and the Blue Jays, they get a couple matchups this year.
You know, it was good to get home, and I do call it home. It was good to get home for a few days. It was a short trip, but it's always good to get back to Toronto.
So, it's not like this is a burgeoning rivalry between these two teams, and Toronto for a second straight year, for you know, the only 2 years since you were a member of this team, they have very high playoff aspirations. What did you see from this Blue Jays team, and what makes them a contender in your mind?
I mean, they're a good ball club. They're solid. They're a good offensive team. They've played well, very, very well defensively. You know, the execution offensively, hitting with runners in scoring position. I mean, they've got a lot of things that they're doing well. The pitching staff has the capability of keeping a lead and even pitching in tough ball games, you know, winning the close games as well as winning the games that you're supposed to. So they're a solid team. I like their bullpen as well.
In a word, the season in Arizona, I'm sure for you, has been frustrating. You made big news. You were trying to get Johnny Cueto. You end up getting Zach Greinke. You bring on Shelby Miller. And for a variety of reasons, it's been a struggle this year. Have you got your finger on it yet?
Well, we just all of the same things that I just spoke about with the Blue Jays and the things that they're doing well, we aren't. We haven't played well at all. Defensively, we've played poorly. We haven't pitched very well. Offensively, we've done some nice things, but overall, we haven't hit with runners in scoring position. We've just had a difficult year.
Dave Stewart, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Understandably, we talk a lot about David Price in this market, and we watch his season very closely in Boston, and a lot of people do the same with Zach Greinke. He's on the DL now. He's been, I'll say he's been pretty good for you guys. Do you feel he's held up his end of the bargain?
Zach has pitched well for us, and it's not just been you know, it's on field. It's also in the dugout and in the clubhouse. He's tried to help these young pitchers mature and understand how to do their job. So he's been outstanding for us.
And Shelby Miller, have you got a handle on his struggles? It has surprised even the staunchest of baseball guys. Where are you at as an organization with him? And is he a guy that you get interest in? You get buy low phone calls that you probably have to field?
Well, we've had some phone calls on Shelby since we've sent him to AAA, but obviously our level of interest in him and our level of confidence in him and our level of confidence that he'll return to the pitcher that we traded for is still high. We believe that he's going to be able to smooth this out and come back to the major league level and pitch well for us, not just, you know, for the remainder of this season, but we've got him for another 2 years as well.
Dave Stewart, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show. You're a fascinating guy to me, and again, you're beloved here in Toronto, but you were a great player. You were an agent. You worked in front offices, and now you're a GM and one of only three GMs who actually played in the big leagues out of the 30. So here's a question for you. In your 15 years in front offices and being an agent, have you, and I've read interviews with you where you talk about analytics and gut feeling on the other side. What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make over the last few seasons in player evaluation? Do you know that?
Well, I mean, overall, the toughest thing to measure and even here in evaluating our own club is to determine, you know, what's inside of a player. The physical attributes, those things are easy to see. The talent of a player, that's easy to see. What's tough to measure is what's inside the player and how he will react or respond under pressure, how he will react and respond when he has expectation placed upon him. And that is the toughest thing to evaluate when it comes to a player.
Dave Stewart, our guest, what is your relationship like over the years with the new tandem here in Toronto, Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins?
I've always had a great relationship with Mark. I am not familiar with Ross Atkins, but Mark Shapiro and I, we go back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
We've known each other when we were both assistant GMs and minor league directors and learning our trade.
Did that differ? How is your relationship with Alex Anthopoulos? Has it been a change in Toronto anytime you guys make a phone call, or was it strong with both?
Well, Alex is I consider Alex to be a friend. He was a man that I really, really hated to see leave Toronto, to leave that ball club. I thought that he did a tremendous job in putting that team in a position to be in the playoffs. And, you know, once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. I thought he did a tremendous job. He's now with the Dodgers, and I still have a good relationship with him, a ton of respect for him. And, you know, he's just an unbelievable human being as far as I'm concerned.
We saw the Diamondbacks last month. You're now 40-53. The trade deadline's coming up August 1st. Do you anticipate, Dave, that you will be a busy guy in the next couple of weeks?
I think that we're going to probably make a few more moves. We've already moved one of our pitchers, Brad Ziegler, to the Boston Red Sox, and I'm anticipating we'll probably have a few more moves before it's all said and done. You know, I've had a lot of phone conversations in regard to a lot of our players, you know, and if the right situation comes in our direction and we can achieve what we want to, we'll make some more trades.
Well, the good news is, I think, for Diamondback fans, I know it's been a tough year, you've seen the birth of a superstar there in Jake Lamb, haven't you?
Well, you know, we always knew what we had in Jake. Last year, you know, he scratched the surface here in the big leagues, and in his second full season, he's really turned out to be a prize. He's a great individual, a great kid. You know, he's really shown his ability and talent on the field this season.